Hello, this is Philip Schoenfeld, Editor-in-Chief of Evidence-Based GI, and today we'll be discussing a new summary from Philip Okafor, a Senior Associate Consultant in the Department of Gastroenterology at the Mayo Clinic, where he'll be discussing, don't be surprised by a reduction in your adenoma detection rate as you perform more screening colonoscopies in patients 45 to 49 years old. And this is reviewing a recent publication in the American Journal of Gastroenterology by Bilal et al., which was entitled Adenoma Detection Rates in 40 to 49-year-old persons undergoing screening colonoscopy, an analysis from the GI Quick Registry. And so recently, the American Cancer Society and multiple other organizations have recommended that colorectal cancer screening begin at age 45. So Dr. Okafor, why is it important for us to understand adenoma detection rates in this group?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Phil. I think it's important because, you know, the paradigm is changing. Like you said, we're moving to a younger demographic in terms of screening for colorectal cancer. And why, while the adenoma detection rates in patients older than 50 have been, you know, studied vigorously and benchmarked, we don't have enough data on what the ideal adenoma detection rate should be for patients between 45 to 49. This age group that we're now tending to see more of with the adoption of the new guidelines like you talked about.
So how did the authors investigate this issue to determine an adenoma detection rate in the 45 to 49-year-olds?
So they did something that was very unique in the sense that they utilized a large registry, the GI Quick Registry, which stands for GI Quality Improvement Consortium Limited Registry, that's, you know, really maintained by the American College of Gastroenterology and the American Society for Gastrointestinal Endoscopy. And they were able to get screening colonoscopies for about 2.8 million patients performed by about 814 endoscopists across the U.S. And they did this between 2014 and 2020. That's the colonoscopies were done between 2014 and 2020. They used data from endoscopists performing at least 30 screening exams. And they were able to take data from these procedures to report the adenoma detection rates, not only for patients between 45 to 49, but also in patients over 50, so going from 50 to 75. So they used a large database to give us some data as to what the adenoma detection rates in patients age 45 to 49 should be.
Great. And I'd anticipate that the adenoma detection rates would be lower in this group, but what did the actual results show?
Yeah, you anticipate right, Phil. You know, so if you take all the procedures they did, so the 2.8 million screening colonoscopies they did, they found that 1.6% of these procedures were done in patients from 45 to 49. So remember, this data was about the time, before the time where the new guidelines are introduced. So I'm not surprised that number is low. We'd expect that to get, you know, more as we screen more patients younger than 50. And, you know, 36% of all the procedures are done in patients between the ages of 50 to 54. And what they found was that the mean adenoma detection rate in the 45 to 49 age group was 28.6%. And this was compared to 31.8% in the 50 to 54 age group. They also looked at the mean adenoma detection rate in patients age 50 to 75, and they found an adenoma detection rate of 36.3%. So in other words, Phil, so the adenoma detection rate went up about 3 percentage points from the 45 to 49 age group to the 50 to 54 age group.
And as you said, this is based on only about 47,000 screening colonoscopies in the 45 to 49-year-old age group from the GI Quick database. And it's possible, I guess, that these maybe had a large African-American population here, since there's a recommendation to begin screening at age 45. Otherwise, you wouldn't really understand why an average risk person would get a screening colonoscopy between ages of 45 to 49. Obviously, they had over a million colonoscopies in the 50 to 54-year-old age group to provide pretty precise data about adenoma detection rate. So we're going to see some decrease in ADR when we scope younger individuals. Are there other limitations about using the GI Quick database that you think are important to note for our listeners?
No, I think your point is, you know, very important to highlight the fact that there was probably an overrepresentation of Black patients in the 45 to 49 age group. And the authors alluded to that limitation. If you look deeper, you'll see that 18% of patients in the 45 to 49 age group were Black patients. And that's typically higher than you'd expect in most of the studies that haven't published. And in fact, if you look at the cohort between 50 to 75, Black patients only accounted for 8% of that group. So you can see there's a discrepancy there. So that's one limitation. The second limitation we should consider is the fact that they might have included patients who we could deem as high risk. So patients who probably have a family history of colorectal cancer. The authors allude to the fact that there's some degree of ascertainment bias where they could not exactly confirm or reliably if the presence or absence of a family history of colorectal cancer in this screening cohort they examined. I think those are the two big limitations, but you know, I do think that this is probably the biggest sample size we have so far. As more studies come out, we'll get to see where the true number in terms of adenoma detection rate lies.
Well, as you said, some people might have been coded in the GI Quick database as average risk when really the reason for their colonoscopy was because they had a family history of colon cancer. But nevertheless, we're seeing that an adenoma detection rate of about 28% in that age group. And, you know, the target, at least based on 2015 recommendations from the ACG and the ASGE, is that individuals should have a minimum adenoma detection rate of 25%. So I think it sounds like we should all be still striving to get our numbers as high as possible and not lower our threshold for our target ADR based on these results. How else do you think you may apply this in your own practice?
I think it's good to have this as some kind of benchmark to compare with. In my own practice, just to be honest, we're not yet reporting ADRs or adenoma detection rates in our patients less than 50. So I think that's what we should work on as part of quality improvement to see, you know, what how we perform and get better data. So I think that's the main take home for me. We need to go back in our individual practices to get our data and see how we compare to national averages.
I think that's a good point. In my own practice, we haven't started reporting on the 45 to 49-year-old age group either when we provide our quarterly adenoma detection rate reports. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that just earlier this month, the group from Kaiser Permanente just published an update on their data, which demonstrated that for every 1% increase in your ADR, you see a 3% decrease in post-colonoscopy colon cancer rates. And this is even for individuals with adenoma detection rates of 35 to 40%, even above 40%. So it's worth remembering that even if your adenoma detection rate is above that base of at least 25%, that I think we should all be aspiring to try to get our adenoma detection rates as high as possible.
That's an excellent point, Phil.
Anything else to add?
No, I think it's a great study. I think there are certainly limitations to acknowledge, but I think it's a step in the right direction. I think, like you said, the adenoma detection rate of 28.5, 28.6 that they report in the 45 to 49 age group definitely exceeds that national average of 25% and gives some justification that we're probably doing the right thing screening patients in that age group. So I think that's the main take-home point for me.
And that, I think, is another great point to reassert that given that adenoma detection rate, yes, it's worthwhile to screen the 45 to 49-year-old age group, and this provides us with a baseline of what we can expect. Okay, well, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.